Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Hey friend, today we are talking all about change. Change is such an exciting topic, but it can also be one that brings about feelings of fear, anxiety, the what-if scenarios, nervousness. All of these things can come when we think about change, but we know that we are chasing after a fulfilled life. And so I like to think that change is good. I have been going through some change lately, and that's what I want to share with you today. I want to share the changes that I've been going through and kind of what I'm pulling from this season and how it's helping me to continue to live a fulfilled life. So I want to first, of course, you know, I go to the Bible, and I have to first say that God has prompted me to make the changes that I'm going to talk about in a second. If you were listening over the summer, I was talking a lot about how I really felt that the Spirit was telling me to rest, was telling me to take a step back from some things, to ditch the hustle, to really lean into what my calling is, and to really lean into my first ministry, which is in my home. It's being a wife, it's being a mom, it's being present. It's all of the things that I prayed for and that God has given me. And so all summer long, I really was in a season of rest. And in that season of rest is when this change started to unfold. And I read something today, and it was a quote, I believe, that someone shared on Instagram, of course, because where else do you get your inspiration? And it was about how the season that we reap is not the season that we sow. And I really feel like I was sowing the seeds this summer in that season of rest for the things that are coming to fruition now. So after that reflection, I went to the Bible and, of course, looked for Bible verses about change. And there are so many good ones, because here's the deal with change. A lot of times change can be something that we choose, but it can also be something that is unexpected. And again, it can be uncomfortable, but we can go to the Bible for truth. And we know that, number one, we always know that God has a plan for us, and we can put all the plans in place, but ultimately he's the creator and he has designed this life for us. And so he's in control. And so that's where change comes about. I'm going to give you a couple today that I really hope that you'll cling to. If you have a paper and pen handy, if you're not driving and you have a chance to write these down, write them down. If not, you can go back to the show notes or go back and listen again. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." That's the ESV translation. There are so many other translations that you can read that I feel like are even better than that, but I love that one. So another Bible verse about change, Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Okay. So many good nuggets right there in the Bible for us. And I find that it gives me this sense of peace when I'm going and making changes in my life. All right. So without further ado, if you've been following me for any period of time on social media, or you know me in real life, then you know that for the past 8.5, almost 9 years, I have made a career out of working from home and partnering with a fitness company by the name of Beachbody. I came upon this company back in 2013. Actually, I probably came upon it before that, but I came upon the business opportunity to build a business to work from home to help people to use tools in fitness and nutrition and mindset to live a healthy and fulfilling life. And so much of who I am today is because of that journey. It's because of becoming a Beachbody coach, helping women along on their journey, and some men, to getting healthy. It's been my own journey of working out and learning about nutrition and putting into practice mindset habits. And really, that's how I came to start reading devotionals and then grow in my faith. And so lo and behold, if not for that decision to become a Beachbody coach all those years ago and the journey that I had over the last 8.5 years, I would not be where I am today. And I'm so eternally grateful for the experiences, for the growth that I've experienced. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's in my blood. It's in my DNA. My father was an immigrant from Greece who came over here and was a self-made man. That's a whole different topic that I can go on another episode. But I just always had it in my gut that I was going to do something, but I didn't know what. And so Beachbody really gave me the opportunity to do that. However, over the last year or so, I just felt like, you know what? There's something more. I was getting this itch, sort of like I got when I was coming to the end of my time as a classroom teacher before having kids and then once having kids. And I just had this desire that like there might be something more. I know that I'm called to help women live fulfilled lives. I know that health and wellness are at the forefront of my priorities, given so many things about my own family history. And I know that it's important to me, but just something did not feel like it was moving in flow anymore. And so I had that season of rest. And in that season, I got very quiet. I got very still. And I sort of took a step back. I still supported my clients, but I took a step back from building my business. But again, I have this entrepreneurial itch and I have this desire to help women to live a fulfilled life. And so I got quiet. And in that time, I came upon a product that spoke to me. It was a personalized wellness assessment that you put in all your information and you take this assessment and it tells you what supplements you should be taking based on your height, your weight, your age, your goals, your pain points that you're experiencing, any struggles that you're having, family history. You can go as far as putting in your blood work and your DNA results. And then it tells you what supplements you should take every day. And that was like, whoa, this is amazing. This is what I've been looking for. Like, this is literally what I have wanted a doctor to do for me. And so I started taking this product, not with any intention, but to feel really good. And I started to feel really good. And then similar to 9 years ago, when I explored the opportunity to partner with Beachbody, I found the opportunity to partner with a new brand. And I started to explore the business aspect of it, the corporate side of things, the product offerings, the science behind the products. And I just felt like, you know what? I'm excited again. I'm excited for what I can do with these products and partnering with this company to help women to live a fulfilled life. And the cool thing is that now I've got this experience under my belt. But I started to realize that change was necessary. And it's scary. It can be so scary because we don't know what the outcome is going to be. In all things in life, we never know, but to an extent, we feel like we have some control. We know as believers in our faith that God is in control, but we still sort of feel like we can kind of like move the pieces a little bit, right? But when you make a big change, you kind of are relinquishing that control. And I felt like God was calling me for the past few months to surrender. I keep getting an image of myself, palms open and just, God, I give you my life. I give you my all. I give you whatever you will do with the gifts you've given me. Let me carry it out. And things started to feel aligned. And so I tried a few more products and I did a lot of research and I did a lot of thinking and I did a lot of praying and I did a lot of talking to my husband and friends and mentors. And I came to the decision that I was going to make a big change and I was going to walk away from my Beachbody business and build a new business partnering with this company that is based on wellness for so many reasons. And the fear is, what if I walk away and I fail? What if I walk away and people judge me? What if I walk away and the people and the community and the trust that I've built over all these years crumbles? What if the community that I've built goes away? What if the people that I've worked so hard to develop relationships with, who make such an impact in my life and who mean so much to me, don't follow? What if, what if, what if? But God. Oh, someone's calling me. I'm not even going to try to edit that out. We're just going to go with it real life. But God said, and what if? Because here's the deal. Change is scary. Change is risky. Change is nerve-wracking. Change is all of those human emotions. But God has a plan. And all we have to do is surrender. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm embracing change. And I'm not going to tell you it's not hard. And I'm not going to tell you it doesn't come without fear and doubt. And I'm not going to tell you that there's times where I'm like, oh crap, what did I do? But I have hope and I have faith that no matter where this opportunity takes me, it's not about me partnering with a product or a company. I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. I was partnered with Beachbody. Now I'm partnering with a company called Shackley. But at the end of it, I'm partnering with God. I'm partnering with God in whatever changes I make in my life. And that's where I have to put my faith. Because I'm not that brand. I'm not Beachbody. I'm not Shackley. I'm not the, you know, Target pants I'm wearing or the Nike shoes I'm wearing. I'm not any of those things. I am Chrisanthi. I am created for amazing things. I am a vessel to show others Jesus. I'm a vessel to show others how to live a fulfilled life. And that's going to come through the products that I use for sure, because I talk about them and my body functions because of them. And it's going to come from the words that I speak on this podcast, and it's going to come from the actions that I go out and make. But ultimately, I'm who He created me to be. So friend, if you're facing a season in your life where you're feeling like you need to make a change, maybe it's in business, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe it's not, maybe it's you're trying to move to a new area, maybe you're thinking of starting a new hobby, maybe you're needing to cut off an old friendship that's just kind of toxic. Maybe you need to make other changes for your health. Maybe you want to adopt new habits, whatever it could be. I want you right now to think about that change that you've been contemplating. And I'm not going to tell you ever that change is going to be easy and cushy and comfy and cozy, because that's not what life is. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, and you will live a comfy and cozy life, because no, we're going to have trials. We're going to have suffering. We're going to have things come our way. But the thing is, God is our source. Everything else is a resource. The way that we choose to go about things and the faith that we have is going to make that change into what God wants it to be. I'm not going to say it's going to be a success. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to fall flat on my face. Or maybe I'm going to be the next top ambassador. Maybe I'm going to help someone to get off their blood pressure medication and to go to church and to start exercising and to whatever. Maybe I won't. But I have to take that first step in faith. And so do you, in whatever change you are facing. Ephesians 4:22-24 says, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Boom. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8 says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Change. Change. What does change feel like to you? It can be scary, but it can be powerful. And you've gone through changes in your life before, and you've survived. Colossians 3:10 says, "And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." Gosh, there are so many references to change in the Bible. How encouraging is that? So friend, whatever change it is that you've been contemplating, whatever change it is that you are facing, whether it's today or you have to tuck this away for another time that God needs you to hear this message, my encouragement to you is to embrace change. Because it might not make sense in the moment, and it might not make sense to your friends, and it might not make sense to your community, and it might not make sense to a lot of people. But whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're going through and growing through, makes sense to God. So friend, let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.